Great to have your company. It's Ed Phillips here with you. We're in the midst of Brain Awareness Week. I think it's Celiac Awareness Week as well. It does seem to be a week for everything. But given that some 300,000 Aussies have glaucoma and don't even know it, would seem a great idea also to promote World Glaucoma Week and encourage people to get their eyes tested. We've gone to ophthalmologist Dr. Jason Cheng, who's with the Vision Eye Institute, on the line with us now. G'day, Jason.
G'day. Hi. How are you?
Good, my friend. Let's explain this eye condition of glaucoma. In truth, a lot of people don't even know they have it, do they?
That's correct. So, as you mentioned, 300,000 Australians have glaucoma and about 50% aren't aware that they have it. Now, glaucoma is a disease of the eye nerve or the optic nerve, and this is an important nerve because it takes information from the eye and transfers it to the brain. Now, in glaucoma is characterized by people of high eye pressure, which in turn causes damage to this nerve and causes gradual vision loss, initially in the side vision, your peripheral vision, and then gradually over time, over the number of years, creeps towards the center of your vision and eventually makes you lose vision. And because it happens in your edge of your vision and happens so slowly, what happens is people are completely asymptomatic. They don't realize that they're losing their vision gradually.
Indeed, you sort of label it the sneaky thief of sight, don't you? It's
so
gradual.
That's the term that's been used, exactly.
So first symptom, I guess your natural range of vision is, you know, you notice it's diminished?
No, really, they actually have no vision, no symptoms at all, and that's why it's so dangerous. And the best way to pick up glaucoma is through screening at your local optometrist or your local ophthalmologist, basically.
All right, so what's the process? Run us through it.
So what we're trying to do in World Glaucoma Week is to really encourage people or high-risk groups to get screened for their eyes to look out for this condition called glaucoma. So the people at risk of glaucoma are people with a family history. Now, we know people with first-degree relatives of glaucoma have a 1 in 4 chance of getting glaucoma. And people with advanced glaucoma, their relatives have a 1 in 2, a 50% chance of getting glaucoma. So anyone who has a relative with glaucoma, we would encourage to get screened for glaucoma at least once a year, especially those over the age of 40, because they're the particular age risk group as well.
Okay.
The other risk factors or the risk group for patients are people who have a history of high pressure, aged over their 50 years old, African or Asian descent, and people who are really short or very long-sighted. These are the kind of people who should really be seeing their optometrist once a year for screening to look for glaucoma.
All right. And what's the screening process like? What do you guys do?
So there's a number of tests that they need to look out for. So once you mention to the optometrist there's a family history of glaucoma, they'll go through a number of steps. They'll check your vision. They'll do a test called a visual field test. And what that does is that you're in a dark room, they cover one of your eyes, they shine light in the side of your vision while looking centrally, and you have to click a button. And that tries to pick up that loss of vision in your periphery that we mentioned that happens in glaucoma. We would also check the pressure of your eye. Again, people with high pressure tend to have glaucoma. They'll look at the thickness of your cornea, which is the front clear window of your eye. Again, that's often the risk factor for glaucoma. And they also do a number of scans or photographs looking at the optic nerve, checking for how healthy it is, and to see if there's any signs of damage as well that we often see in glaucoma.
All right. Now, if it goes undiagnosed, I guess eventually you lose your sight, yeah?
Yeah. So if you wait till you really notice it before you see someone, by then, you've lost maybe even 80 or 90% of your vision.
Goodness.
And then by then, probably you've lost most of your peripheral vision, which probably means you've lost your driving license. And by that stage, you're at really high risk of going blind. You're quite right. So treatment at that stage is really irreversible. And that's what we're trying to do, to really pick up glaucoma at the early stage when treatment is much more effective.
Okay. So what do you do if you picked it up early? What's the next step then?
Look, most people with glaucoma, just a simple eye drop is all they ever need. In some cases, when it becomes more advanced or it's particularly resistant, maybe they need 2 or 3 drops, sometimes laser. And in a small group of patients with glaucoma, they might need surgery. But, you know, most people with glaucoma, 1 drop is all they ever need. And it's very effective in preventing glaucoma. But even when they're on treatment, we still need to see the patient probably once every 6 months, just to monitor for patients in case they get worse, regardless. But once they're in the system and they're being screened, they're going to be fine.
That's great news. Now, it can become something of a, I think I've heard it referred to as an eye plumbing issue for the ophthalmologists in treating it. Could you explain that a bit further?
Yeah, we're very simple people. We just do plumbing, basically. So the eyes are a bit of a closed globe, so it's like a football, if you like. So fluid is constantly being produced inside the eye, and it needs to get out. So if the outflow is getting blocked, then the pressure within that globe builds up over time, basically. So a lot of the drops either reduce the production of fluid in the eye or they increase the outflow. And again, the surgical procedures often are ways of getting fluid out of the eye in a better way, often bypassing the blockage. So like you said, it's similar to plumbing, trying to get the pressure down to protect the nerve, really.
Now, we said some 300,000 Aussies probably have glaucoma, don't even know it. It's a high ratio given our population. Is that anything related to our sunshine, our climate, a lot of bright light entering the eye? Do we need to ramp up the messages about sunglasses, etc.? What do we know as a prime cause, perhaps, of glaucoma?
So the data shows that around all the other Western countries, the rate of undiagnosed glaucoma is fairly similar. It's around 50%. And I think the main problem really is that fact that glaucoma is asymptomatic, that people don't realize they have it. You know, cataracts, you find that your vision is blurry, you go see someone about it. If there's no symptoms, people don't really seek attention for it. So that's the main problem. But like you said, you know, sunshine, that can sometimes cause other problems as well, but not specific to glaucoma.
Gotcha. All right, finally, if you want to see your local eye specialist, ophthalmologist, or someone else in the profession, does a patient need a GP's referral for this sort of an eye check?
So if you're seeing an optometrist, you don't need a referral. And if the optometrist picks up glaucoma, often they would refer to an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
And then they can give you a referral from the optometrist or from the GP.
All righty, got it. It's an important week, this one, and our eyes are so valuable, aren't they? World Glaucoma Week, celebrating it all this week. Time to take a little bit of action.
Absolutely.
Book in an eye test and not be one of those undiagnosed statistics.
Dr. Can I quickly, there's a great website, glaucoma.org.au.
Yes.
It's Glaucoma Australia. That's a really helpful information there about glaucoma. And it also has a list of members who you can see to get checks for glaucoma. And anyone with glaucoma or a family history of glaucoma wants more information should really go there.
Okay, give it to us once more. We've got to duck off to the news, Jason. What's the website once more?
No problem. Thank you.
Glaucoma. I think we lost
it.
Yeah, gotcha. Thank you, buddy. That's what we need.